Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind. Hi, welcome to this edition of the eMind with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. I'm Sarah Grandstaff, president of Igniting Souls. And Carrie, I'm so happy we get to catch up today.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long journey and I feel like in some ways we're just getting started. So super excited to let everyone know kind of the exciting outcomes that are going to happen here.
Absolutely. And just to kind of ground everybody, Carrie's on this podcast all the time talking with amazing entrepreneurs. And we've really had the time recently to kind of take a look at where our company has gone in the last year and where we're going. And it really is an amazing story. And we thought it would be fun to share with the audience here as well. And I think even you were a little surprised when we were kind of taking a look back at how far this company has come really in the last 20 years. And I'm very happy to be part of such an amazing organization, but we were looking at, you know, really some statistics. Mm. And, you know, this company is really an outlier in terms of entrepreneurial companies in that it has had so much longevity. And so we wanted to just share some insider secrets to our thinking and how you really got here.
Yeah. Now, do you have some of those stats available? I know that you and I were crunching numbers the other day and it's like ridiculous how many companies quote fail or close shop.
They do. I mean, depending on what statistics you look at, we were looking at some from the Bureau of Labor even, and really less than 25% of companies make it to the 15-year mark. And most fail within the first 2 years. So if you look at kind of where this company is on the journey, you know, really 45% of companies during the first 5 years completely shut down and 65% in the first 10 years. So, I mean, the odds of survival are slim and it really takes a lot of, you know, change in your thinking and routine and really practicing all those entrepreneurial skills.
You know, and that's way conservative too, because those numbers are really conservative. I was with an expert yesterday and, this person is an EOS implementer, you know, and they were sharing about something like 85% within the first 5 years. So yeah, it depends on what statistics you're looking at, but I think we really wanted to show, and people can find out our timeline at ignitingsouls.com/about, and they can kind of see the journey. But yeah, we incorporated in 2003. So we're really in our 21st year. And even prior to that, some things happened, like me getting published and me meeting my coach, Chet Scott. But as you go through the timeline, it's amazing truly what's happened. And I know some people are going to find this podcast and maybe they've been our longtime clients in Author Academy Elite. And I know that's going to be one of our focuses today. And what we really want to just talk about also is how in business, the way you survive mm-hmm. is to adapt. You know, I believe in creation, you know, evolution is something that basically says that a species needs to keep adapting to make it in life. And businesses are a living thing. And the moment you put new people in a business, new hires, new leadership, it's a new quote animal, if you will. And the industry is always changing. I mean, if you would have said pre-COVID, we got to do things the same way post-COVID, you'd be kidding yourself. And so many businesses that didn't change, in fact, there's a very strong quote, it's change or die. And I know that's not like going to make a Hallmark card where you open it up and it's like, happy birthday, change or die. But, you know, it's true that if you want to have success, you keep having to adjust. And so I know we're going to talk about some past, present, future today. And yes, Sarah. So back in 2014, on a call, we started Author Academy Elite. And that was really exciting because we saw in the industry, there was not this option. You either had to go traditional publishing where they said, how big's your following? How big's your platform? We don't want to talk to you unless you're huge. Who cares about the quality of your book? I mean, you know, if people are honest, that's really what traditional publishing will say. They say it nicer, but that's it. Or you got into the self-publishing, which was essentially sacrificing quality and sacrificing distribution and all these things. And we kind of said, look, we think there's a better way. And as a result, we created this new model, a hybrid model, where we were really reaching out to those people who were do-it-yourself people, and perhaps some even do it with you. And what do you think about that whole period?
I mean, I think at the time that it came out, it was very revolutionary. And I get to talk to authors all the time who went through that program and how much they learned, because a lot of, you know, really how to publish, how to do it the right way, you know, how to save a lot of time and money and effort, it wasn't readily available in the marketplace. So at the time that it came out, it was really pretty revolutionary. But now, you know, as people have caught on and there are other models and other things out there, I think, you know, we're seeing that there's even a shift in, you know, what you were doing in 2014 doesn't necessarily work in 2024.
Yeah, in 2014, I mean, Audible books were not what they are today, audio books. You know, you saw other changes too about, you know, even ebooks. The strategy of pricing those, the strategy of when you launch them, some stuff called Amazon A+, launch teams. I mean, everything kind of has gone through this iteration of cycles. And so you and I, you know, over the last few years, we've been saying, okay, even COVID shifted our clientele, where some people said, look, I had expendable income to create a side hustle, create a concept that I might go pro with my passion. And so we were attracting a lot of people who were in a time where they were questioning their future careers. And they were saying, could a book, could an author, could a thought leader shape that, affect that? And we saw tremendous success. I mean, I just got to give a shout out to our clients. You know, dare I start listing them, because there's so many examples of people who took their expertise and then, as we teach, turned it into 18 streams of income. Many started courses and keynote speeches. You know, I think of a guy like Derek Depry, who goes out and speaks all over about his book. I see a guy like Pat Luce, who turned his book into courses that have created millions and millions of dollars. And even more important than that, millions and millions of lives changed. You know, we saw people starting content marketing with YouTube channels, and now book-based, you know, like Mary Valone consulting. I mean, again, like, I could just go on and on. I love these people. Big part of my heart's with each one of them. And we know that what really started happening is people came to us, a new type of client that said, look, and in fact, I would say Pat Luce was kind of the first one who came to us and said, look, I'm a chiropractor. I got a practice, and I got a bunch of notes that I've gathered over the years. Carrie, here they are. And Pat Luce is, you know, Aaron Luce and I went to Bible school together. He's still a missionary. So I felt indebted to Pat to be like, well, I'm going to figure this thing out for you. And so, you know, Pat and I essentially worked on his book together, The Seven System Plan. It's all of his brain, trust me. It's all of his. But I kind of pieced that thing together in terms of, like, how do you make it a through storyline? Mm-hmm. So I would say he was our first, quote, unofficial ethos level client, where we started a new imprint called Ethos, where we basically said, look, you have more money than time. You don't have time. What, you know, it's Dan Sullivan, strategic coach, where why would a successful person take away time from their unique ability to say, oh, now I'm going to go learn how to write, publish, and market. Some still write their books, but a lot of them, you know, get interviews, and we kind of like draw that interview from them or their content that they've already created. And so, Sarah, you know, we basically started then this Ethos imprint, you know, and then we started doing people publishing, marketing them, like Justin Donald. He was an early person where massive success, you know, beat out Barack Obama, Dave Asprey, Stephen Hawking, you know, Wall Street Journal, USA Today bestseller. And we said, look, we could repeat this. And I think my big mission in life is to ignite souls. And so the old model was get massive amount of volume and help people do it themselves. And that takes a whole business model to do that. And we had that business model where we had, you know, coaching calls every single day around the world. And I mean, it was a machine. It was amazing. And, you know, you take a thing like COVID that really changed everything. People's schedules, people's incomes, people's belief, people's profession. And then what really happened is we had a lot of people that had platforms come to us or perhaps resources. And they said, look, you know, we can ignite souls worldwide. I've already got the people. Now we need the book and the content. And so that's kind of where we've gone with the present. We went almost from the solopreneur to the entrepreneur, to the person maybe who didn't have a platform, to the person who already has some type of following. Doesn't mean we don't want to still give training. We still have courses that train people how to write a book. IgnitingSouls.com/WYB, write your book, or IgnitingSouls.com/TOTB, think outside the book. These are courses that are training people how to write and how to market. But in terms of hiring us to do the work, that's where this new line is pretty exciting.
And I think, you know, as an entrepreneurial company, that's a real lesson is you could have, you know, a successful business line, but there comes to a point where you have to take a look at, you know, everything that goes into maintaining it. Is it taking you away from where your success may be now? And I think for us, I kind of watched you kind of go through it. I mean, it was really kind of a 2-year journey, if you really think about it, to kind of, you know, go kind of shift this direction. And I think, you know, as I'm kind of watching how fast publishing is changing and how amazing our team is, you know, it's hard to just put something in a course right now and think that that information is going to be relevant 30 days, 60 days, a year, 2 years from now. And I think that's sort of the amazing thing that we're able to do is we're still able to help authors, you know, get their ideas out into the world, but we're able to do it while we're keeping up with all of the trends and the technology and all of those things. So I think it's learning of having to kind of, you know, decide how you can, you know, best serve your marketplace and your audience too.
Yeah, I think, you know, big credit to our original clients. I mean, they're amazing. And you saw in 2019, a 600 person international conference. Well, you take 12 months later without any doing of our own, but a worldwide pandemic, like you have to shift. And so you saw that we didn't really change our focus. I really believe that our clients started changing their focus. We ran the same events, but less people found them the need to come, perhaps because of travel, because of restrictions. And so some of the platforms that we were using, like Facebook groups, shifted, you know, and so we tried Circle. And so I really believe that it's not so much we shifted, we kind of like read the market.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is really important with all entrepreneurs who are watching that would be the takeaway. You know, you can have the best desire. You might say we're not changing, but if the market starts changing and you offer the same thing and either less people can get it or want it, you have to change. And so at one point we saw the desire changing from these people. At the other point, we had people knocking down our doors and saying, I see what you're doing. You know, this would be like the Rachel Petersons, the Katrina Ubells, the Jeremy Kubitschek's, you know, all these people who said, we got huge followings, we got huge companies, but you bring in expertise. And some of them didn't even do books with us. Some of them just said, we want the promotion. And so what we began to do, Sarah, is we began to shift this concept from even books. We started to treat books as IP.
Yes.
That was interesting. That was like, And I got, again, I got to give credit to Dan Sullivan at Strategic Coach, because he pumps he pumps intellectual property so much, saying, Sarah, that thing you just created, that's intellectual property. And, you know, Pat Luce, that thing that you just created, that's intellectual property. Once you start realizing that your book is not just a book, it's intellectual property. Intellectual property is the most valuable thing on the planet for every business. Mm-hmm. The S&P 500 shifted from a 1975 to a 2024, where intellectual property in the S&P 500 went from about 17% to now 96% of the S&P 500 is intellectual property. So I'm just telling people, the gold of your business is your IP. And yes, books are part of that. So now our new model is really that we publish, protect, and promote your intellectual property. For most people, that's books, not everyone, and turn it into 18 streams of income. And that's where that other company comes from, Easy IP, which says, look, patents, way too much time, way too much money for people who are creative, who are cranking out IP. You can't spend 20 to 30K in 1 to 3 years waiting for every piece of IP you create to be protected by the USPTO. So we created Easy IP, which is based around smart contract technology, not against patents. That's where you save the big idea, you know, for the nuclear weapon, but you need an offense and defense strategy. And so Easy IP and Igniting Souls fit so well, because we publish it, then we protect it, and then we turn it into 18 streams of income with promotion.
And I think that's been, you know, really in this last year, the thing that's been the most exciting for me to watch is, you know, we're really able to show our clients the value in what they've created. Sometimes, you know, they don't even realize that some amazing chart that they created for one chapter of their book really has value in and of itself. And so it's very, you know, exciting to get to work closely with people where they get to see how much they really are creating.
Oh yeah. Like a Jim Collins, Good to Great book. Everyone who's read that, you know, says, oh my gosh, the hedgehog principle, or EOS, the six components. You find EOS six components in Traction, but that alone is IP. Mm-hmm. Who Not How is a book, but it's a concept that has IP around it. So yeah, a lot of authors, honestly, they don't realize the analogy is that, what if you were about to sell your house and you didn't realize till after that you had five Picassos and three Monets up in the attic? You'd be like, oh my gosh, I sold that thing and I got ripped off. Like, I didn't realize there was gold in the attic. Well, that's kind of what your IP is. Your IP is that the processes, the vendors, the relationships, the systems, all the stuff that you do in your company as a thought leader, as even an author, you actually have intellectual property. And then the question is, if you don't know you have it, certainly no one else will. And if you don't protect it, certainly everyone else will just take it. And so, yeah, we really started stepping up this IP concept. And so once we got clear on that, that our mission now, the company's called Igniting Souls. The mission is, we call it your massive transformative purpose. We get this from Peter Diamandis, who we'll mention in a moment, but it's setting free world-changing ideas. And then our value proposition statement is, we publish, protect, and promote your intellectual property and turn it into 18 streams of income. And then we have that amazing little graph here, which I'll show. I wasn't going to show this, but I'm going to show it. It's pretty cool. So this is the little graph here about the three circles, which I think is pretty powerful. Hang with me one second. I'll get it. But you keep talking. Tell where we're going in March. We're going super quick, and then I'll find this little graphic here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, before we talk about where we're going, I think we feel such a passion now that we've really hit on this is what we do and had that mindset shift that, you know, authors, entrepreneurs, business people really need to start thinking in terms of their intellectual property. Like, we just can't wait to keep sharing the message. So we're really going on tour this spring to make sure that, you know, we get to share it with as many people as we can.
Absolutely. So the imprint that we use for our books now is Ethos Collective for the Done For You service. The EZIP is the protection, and then the Igniting Souls 18 Streams of Income is the promotion. But yes, we are absolutely going to hit the road very soon. And so that's really cool. I'll share with everyone what that looks like. But it's essentially saying that we're going to what's called the Abundance Conference. And so this is really cool. Peter Diamandis, wow. If you look him up, he is on the cutting edge of everything. Longevity, AI, metaverse, augmented reality, just everything that's cutting edge. This conference is abundance. And so we'll be in Los Angeles, California. We'll be at the tech booth. We'll be demoing EZIP. By that time, big secret, we may have something to show that we've been working on with all kinds of teams to develop it. It's really cool. I won't let the secret out. But so that's happening in March. And then we move into platinum sponsors of CoachCon, first ever strategic coach conference. And Igniting Souls and EZIP is the platinum sponsor. So that's amazing. And we're going to be basically, red carpet, launching a bunch of our authors at that event. They're doing book signings. That's going to be fantastic. Then I got asked to speak, be one of the featured speakers at one of the largest blockchain conferences on the planet in London. And this is going to be fantastic. And we're going to be talking about EZIP and Igniting Souls there. So there's all kinds of stuff happening. And Sarah, I know we only have about 5 minutes left, but the goal is that, although Author Academy Elite is essentially transitioning where we're not providing, those coaching calls, we won't keep doing the DIY client or even the done with you client. We are really moving into what we believe we can do best. And that is to publish, protect, promote people's IP and turn it into 18 streams of income. And, it does mean that the client will spend less time. We saw that anyway. You saw that, Sarah, where people toward the end of Author Academy Elite, they're like, I don't want to learn how to do the uploads. I don't want to learn how to do all the distribution channels because that's the old model. Mm-hmm. They started paying us. And so we created this thing called Upload Assistance. Well, that was a baby step to saying, okay, we get it. Your time is money. You'd rather pay a fee for us to be the expert and solve all the headaches for you. So I really feel like this is a normal, natural shift that our clients have really told us they wanted. And, if we still get the DIY client, we have great people that we can essentially, send them to. But we're really going to focus on the growth-minded, abundant entrepreneur who can come to us and get the services they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a lot of solutions out there to just publish a book. And we're still publishing books and we love books, but we see the book as bigger, right? Yeah. So we want people who really are using the book as a platform to get their ideas and their message and their IP out into the world and do it in a smart way.
Yeah, we say your book is not a business card. And if there's people who do feel like, hey, my book is a business card, or, my book's about grandma and grandma and the family are going to order 50 copies, like, great. There's nothing wrong with that. We support those types of authors and we have, other people we can point them to. We're really about the people like this Exponential Organizations, one of the top business books of all time, where they're literally teaching, Salim and Peter are teaching like how to make changes to be a relevant company. You know, My Plan to Living for 156, Dan Sullivan, huge important book about longevity. And so, you know, we do still publish all kinds of genres, but it is for people who have world-changing ideas. And so, yeah, they can literally apply at ignitingsouls.com/apply. And, you know, if we can help you, we will tell you and we'll get you in the right spot. But again, we publish, we protect, and we promote IP. And I just want to, you know, close out by saying I'm really proud of all of our clients. We have published over 1,000 authors. We've trained over 250,000 over the last 21 years. It's amazing. It's humbling. It's honoring. Those people who've been on our team, I know some have had to move on, but we celebrate them and their contribution toward this great movement called Igniting Souls.
Absolutely. So I think that's a really great place for us to stop, just to say, you know, we truly honor all the things and all the people and everything that's happened really, you know, over the last 20 years. I know even you were surprised maybe that it's been that long, but that we're just so excited for the future and, you know, to keep being on the cutting edge and continuing to learn about, you know, how to be, you know, out there in the marketplace, you know, really taking our clients on the best possible journey to get their ideas set free.
That's right. Folks, keep creating. You know, the word abracadabra means I create as I speak. And we are moving fast as a company to catch up so that we can literally publish, protect, and promote your ideas in real time. So, Sarah, thanks for being here. Thanks for being our president. And I think this podcast is going to encourage people that they can also pivot and essentially modify their models as the market changes as well.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.